Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Sandra. I had an appointment for a stove installation last Wednesday, which is the 14th, and they never showed up.
Okay. Can I have the phone number associated with your account?
Sure. It's 774-306-6372.
And that's 774-306-6372.
Yes, ma'am.
And did you purchase your item from Best Buy or Home Depot?
Home Depot.
Thank you, ma'am. Let me place your phone and locate that order for you.
Thank you.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
Hi. It takes longer to pull up Home Depot orders with your phone number, but the system should have that information up for us momentarily. Thank you for your patience.
Of course.
System is still trying to locate that order for me, ma'am. Thank you for holding. I do apologize for the hold, ma'am. System's still trying to locate that order for you.
No worries. It knows it's a Monday, so it doesn't want to cooperate. I get it.
You're still trying to locate that account for me, ma'am. But while we're waiting, you stated that you have an install scheduled for April the 14th and no one called?
No, yeah, and no one showed up, correct.
Okay. Once the system pulls up that order for me, I'll be able to see what's going on for you.
Okay, thank you. No, I'm talking to the stove installation.
Cool.
Stove installation.
System's still trying to locate an order with your phone number, ma'am. And now your unit has already been delivered, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you for that information. It just loads very, very slow. I do apologize.
Totally fine. I don't like to work on Mondays either.
System is still trying to locate an account for you, ma'am. Thank you for holding. Thank you for your patience. Can you verify your name and address for me?
Yeah, Lauren Weber, 121 Carl Avenue in Brockton, Massachusetts, 02302.
Thank you for verifying the information for me. And it shows that this is for a Home Depot order. Let me place you on a brief hold and read the notations here on your account.
Thank you.
Thank you for your patience, ma'am. And now the notes from the second do state that the return date for our technician returning from surgery had been postponed. And the next available date would be April the 14th, but your order was not scheduled for the 14th. The next set of notes on the second state, reach out to customer, no answer. Left voice message telling him the NAD provided and advised the customer to call to schedule. So your order wasn't scheduled for the 14th.
Okay, well, the voice, I know it's not your fault, but the voicemail I got was that you've been scheduled for the 14th. If you need to change it, call us back. So
yes, ma'am.
Clearly there's a little bit of miscommunication there, so can I just get it scheduled?
Yes, ma'am, I can go ahead and reschedule this for you. Now it is showing that the next available date would be the 27th.
Of April?
Yes, ma'am.
Sure.
Anytime. Okay. Yes, ma'am. And place on a brief hold and go ahead and put that in the system for you. Thank you for holding for me, ma'am. And we have that install rescheduled for you for April the 27th, and you will receive an automated call the night of the 26th. It will provide you with your time frame.
Great. Thank you so much for your help.
Oh, you're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling XBO Logistics. You have a good day.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.